This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I tell you what. You could do a show, you could do a radio show every 4 hours. You could do an hour of new, probably not even that long. I'm just saying, so much going on in the world. Authorities in Paris investigated an explosion in Lyon, France. Happened in the evening, about 5:30 p.m. local time. And here's what they said about it. French President Emmanuel Macron called the event an attack, telling an interviewer that he was late because there was an attack in Lyon. CNN said this: authorities in Paris have opened a terror probe into the blast. What? I'm shocked. They've opened a terror probe? Are they calling it that? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com. A terror probe. I didn't believe there was terror in Paris. You know, because Notre Dame, well, you know what Fox said. We aren't going to speculate on whether or not this is... Yeah. Terror attack. It was a bomb that went off in a mail bomb. And it had nails and all kinds of stuff in it. And I'm sure it was, you know, probably Catholic nuns who sent it. Because we know how that works. By the way, I wanted to get an update on Notre Dame. To provide an update, because see, one of the most iconic buildings burned a few months back. How much thought have you given to it? Have you thought about it, or have you just gone on with your life? I continue to think about these things. I reflect back, especially when something like this occurs, where a terror bomb goes off in Lyon, or it's, you know, somewhere in Stuttgart, somebody drives a truck, and the dude's name was Mohammed whatever. And he runs into a bunch of people, and they go, the Germans go, it was not terror-sponsored. You know, okay, great. The French will tell you, oh, no, a bunch of, a guy, an unnamed person, shooting up a bunch of Jews in a kosher deli. No, it was not terror-motivated. It was not religiously motivated. It was not motivated by Muslims. No, it was Buddhist midgets who did it. See, I'm just not of that ilk. So I wanted to find out what was going on in Notre Dame, because you would think that with something so iconic burning, that we'd know a lot more about it. Oh, just for the record, while we're on the subject of these terror attacks by whomever, they're happening every day. If you just do this, have fun, do a little experiment, go on Google, and just do world terror attacks and see what comes up. And then if you really want to take it to the next level, then check out how many of them are done by Christians, how many of them are done by Jews, and how many of them are done by Muslims. And then draw your own conclusions. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, 844-551-8255. We live in an unsafe world that has been created by leftists, and they don't care that you are not safer. In fact, as I've said many times, they like that you're less safe. But let's go back to Notre Dame. So I Googled Notre Dame, and here I'm going to tell you exactly what I Googled in case you want to do it. Notre Dame Cathedral investigation. I Googled it. There had been no report beyond April 25th of 2019. And let me tell you what, these are just the titles. This is the New York Times. Notre Dame fire investigators focus on short circuit cigarettes. The 24th with France 24. It says Notre Dame fire investigation focuses on safety violations, lack of blah, blah, blah. CBS News on April the 19th. Notre Dame Cathedral fire cause computer glitch may be behind dot, dot, dot. Notre Dame fire cause remains a mystery as workers rush. This is a CBS News again. April the 18th. And that's it. Now they're talking about the fact that it might just completely be decimated, that it's still unsafe to go in, blah, blah, blah. But here's what really gets me. Blah, blah, blah. No, I'm kidding. Here's what gets me. You ever notice you do something over and over and you finally go, I caught it. So you know the audience did. Anyway, here's the net of it. There's not a single article that I found that talks about the investigation going beyond what the narrative has now been. Even though Saint-Sulpice was bombed, firebombed, etc., there's nothing pointing to Muslims. Nothing. Let me go ahead. I'm going to click on this one while I'm on the thing here. Notre Dame fire cost. Computer glitch may be behind it. Safety. I couldn't go into safety violations because I had to sign up for some cookies, and I didn't want to do that. Okay. So right after, a computer glitch is what it says on CBS News. A computer glitch may be behind the fast-spreading fire that ravaged Notre Dame. The cathedral's rector said Friday, speaking during a meeting of local business owners, blah, blah, blah. They think an electrical short most likely caused by the fire. A computer glitch caused why did this computer glitch suddenly decide to glitch? I know that's why it's a glitch. I'm an engineer. I'm an electrical engineer. I know what I'm talking about. But over decades, it's never glitched. I don't know how long they've had a computer, you know, determining all this, but just suddenly, in the wake of a woman who wanted to bomb the cathedral being sent to jail, the cathedral burns down. Oh, man. So anyway, look, I'm not going to make a big deal about this. I'm just saying that we have to revisit these things, and when you revisit them, you find out they don't really want it. They don't give you any information. Now, let me tell you something. If this were a mosque that had been burned down and there was suspicion that it was some, I don't know, the Yellow Jackets in France or something like that, do you think that we would have somebody to justice, brought to justice? Think of Libya. If it had been the embassy of Yemen or some, you know, Middle Eastern embassy that was attacked on 9/11, do you think we would have just brought in one little lone dude and you know, one little lone American and said, here's the culprit? Or would we have figured out who the ring was and brought him in? It's such a double standard, folks. It's pathetic. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, a lot to talk about this hour. You're concerned about Donald Trump's taxes? Don't be. You're concerned about Joe Biden? Don't be. Harvey Weinstein's in the news, as is James Comey. And there's even more news from across the pond with Theresa May and Brexit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
A bomb in Lyon. At least 8 people have been injured, including a child. Theresa May resigned, which, by the way, is a win for Trump. It's a win for sovereignty. It's the Brits saying we are no longer going to succumb to the EU. That would be the European Union. And a host of other things. These are signs, folks, that the world is changing. America is exporting nationalism. That's a good thing. You know what? When I go to Britain, I've been there, and I meet with my buddies at the pub, and we razz each other. You Americans. And I go, you Brits. Or when I'm in France, and I go, you French. And they go, you Americans. It's fun to do. It's what we do. You know, those cultural differences are what make us. And it's a great thing to be nationalist. I hope when I go somewhere, people go, Kevin, the French people are the best people. And I go, no, you're not. The American people are the best people. And we can have an open and honest discussion and a friendly discussion about it. Well, Kevin, we beat you in soccer last year. Okay, great. You're great in soccer. Congratulations. Find that thing that makes you proud. It's like your kids. Your kids, I'm gonna burst your bubble. Your kids are not the prettiest. Your kids are not the smartest. Your kids are not the best athletes. They're not all of those. Now, your kid may be one of the best at something. It makes you proud. I was talking to a lady in an airport. Her daughter is made the Olympic team, swimming team. And she was telling me her husband had missed the Olympics in the mile. He was like the fifth guy, whatever, the one guy, odd man out, but he barely missed it. And I said, well, you've obviously got good genes because your daughter made the Olympic swimming team. And you're, she goes, we do. We do. But you know what? She wasn't that cute. That's okay. She was good at swimming. There you go. Take what you can get. Anyway, I want to move on. I want to talk about Trump's finances because the Democrats are about to meet the pale horsemen of the apocalypse. They can play all the games they want, but justice cometh. Justice, did you see what I said? Justice cometh for the Democrats. Trump, here's what I want to explain to my radio audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You have nothing to worry about. Nothing. Donald Trump is not worried in the least. Now, is he going to fight these guys? Oh, they've given their bank records. Give them. When you, listen to Donald Trump. He's like, he'll fight you because he's fighting on principle. But he, when they go, oh, he got more. Donald Trump goes, I got the cleanest tax. I got the cleanest banker. Go for it. I'm not a stupid billionaire. I know how to keep my finances in order. I pay Negroes to do this. Shoot. If they get his finances or his taxes or whatever, here's what I want to ease your mind about, folks. It isn't going to point to anything. Donald Trump has to do a disclosure when he files to be president. He's disclosed more about his finances. And there's, what did they say he made last year? $454 million. He's not a billionaire. Well, let me tell you something. A dude who makes $454 million of profit after taxes, I got to tell you, that's billionaire territory. Anyway, there's nothing there. All it is another Mueller report. Think of that. I want you to understand that if they get all the data, it'll be a Rachel Maddow freak show version 2.0, a snake waiting to bite them. And I always ask people, you can read in people's body language. Do you think Donald Trump is nervous about anything? Do you think Donald Trump is sitting there with Melania going, oh, baby, whew, shoot, I don't know if I'm going to be able to hang in here much longer. Oh, man. You know, it's just, baby, you know, she's like, well, Donald, we will plan an exit strategy where we will go and live where there is no extradition. And don't worry about Barron. I will change his name. They're doing it. Melania is in the, man, she's sipping mint juleps waiting on the next derby. You know what I'm saying? She's buying new hats and just being Melania, which is being fine. What was I talking about? No, I'm kidding. So, Donald Trump's not nervous. They're not planning. They don't have a bug out bag. Donald Trump's like, look, no person deserves to go through what I'm going through. I'm going to prevent that. So I'll go to the courts and make sure this never happens again. But you know what? If you get my records, get them. Here's, and I tell you, he did one thing, and you guys know what it is, don't you? There's one word I'm about to say that has the Democrats petrified. Yeah. Petrified. They claim they wanted it, but they really didn't. If you think it's butter, but it's not. It's chiffon. You remember that commercial? Yeah, I don't remember that commercial. You're too young. But people listen to my radio show. They remember that commercial. Well, let me tell you. The Democrats had the living crap scared out of them. And it's because Donald Trump did one thing. Declassified the Russiagate stuff. Trump went nuclear, as George Bush would say. He went nuclear. Just think about what's about to happen. Donald Trump went through an anal probe, okay, with respect to this. If Martians landed on Earth, captured Trump, and did whatever they do to these people that claim to that, there is nothing they would come back and say, Donald Trump has the cleanest intestines of any American we've ever abducted. The aliens. He's clean. Cleaner a preacher sheets. But let me ask you this. Who in D.C. do you think could survive a two-year investigation like they put Donald Trump through? Do you think Barack Obama could survive that? Joe Biden? The Clintons? James Clapper? James Comey? John Brennan? Loretta Lynch? Eric Holder? John Kerry? Any of them. Could they survive? Let me just give you the answer. Of course they couldn't. But with these declassifications, we're about to find out. There's a lot of stuff going on. Hey, before I get any further, I want to say, what a Memorial Day. I hope you were able to do something. Go to visit a cemetery and give honor to our fallen military men and women. See, Veterans Day is for the ones that have survived. By the way, here's a statistic for you. Under Obama, according to CNN, 307,000 vets died waiting for VA care. Now, that's probably a little bit of a misnomer because probably some of them died because they were going to die. But let's face it, a lot of them died because they were waiting on wait list. You know how many people got fired over it? One. Shinseki, who had nothing to do with it. But you know how many people Donald Trump has fired from the VA since he's been president? 4,000 VA employees who failed to take care of our veterans. Draining the swamp is what Donald Trump does, and he's always looking out for the best interest of Americans, and that is the reason why Democrats will be defeated again in 2020. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Congressman Thomas Massie of Kentucky blocked the passage of a disaster aid bill on Tuesday, increasing the odds that lawmakers will have to wait until the full Congress is in session next week before the measure can be sent to President Trump. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine says the damage is devastating after tornadoes tore through the Buckeye State on Tuesday.
I want to come here today just to express to people our sympathy. We can't pretend to understand what they've been through, but we wanted to let them know that we care very, very much.
The EF3 tornado struck near Dayton last night, and at least one person is dead and several others were injured. President Trump is back in Washington, D.C. after his four-day visit to Japan, and celebrity attorney Michael Avenatti is pleading not guilty to stealing $300,000 from former client Stormy Daniels. He's free after posting $300,000 bond. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive. It's discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Be very transparent. So, as you know, I declassified everything. Everything they want. I put it under the auspices of the Attorney General. He's going to be in charge of it.
Boy, I tell you what, those are some words that scared the bejesus out of the leftists. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Trump went on. He went on to talk about the idea of treason. Now, this is a word the Democrats have been kicking around, using it wrongly. And if they think they're going to escape this, they are dead freaking wrong. But here's Trump talking about treason.
Sir, the Constitution, treason is punishable by death. You've accused your adversaries of treason. Who specifically are you accusing of treason?
Well, I think a number of people. And I think what you look is that they have unsuccessfully tried to take down the wrong person. If you look at Comey, if you look at McCabe, if you look at probably people higher than that, if you look at Strzok, if you look at his lover, Lisa Page, his wonderful lover, the two lovers, they talked openly. You know, they didn't use their private server because they didn't want to get caught, so they used the government server. That was not a good move. He talked about the insurance policy just in case crooked Hillary loses. And that didn't work out too well for them. So you look at them, they want an insurance policy so that should she, for any reason, lose, remember, 100 million to one. Maybe he said 100 million to nothing. But should she lose, we'll have an insurance policy and we'll get this guy out of office. And that's what they said and that's what they meant. That's treason. That's treason. They couldn't win the election. And that's what happened. And that's what's happening right now because, without the treason word, I guess, but that's what's happening now. They don't feel they can win the election, so they're trying to do the 1,000 stabs. Keep stabbing. Let's have a financial. Let's have. And if you look, for $40 million, I would think, seriously, that Bob Mueller and his group of 18 killers have gone over my taxes, they've gone over my financial statements to a level that nobody has gone over them before. And they were not discussed even. They weren't even discussed or brought up. I have great statements.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That's Donald Trump now controlling the news cycle. See, they start using the word treason. Oh, he's obstructing justice. And he's like, obstructing justice of what? Being an innocent man? Try to sell that to the public. Hey, he was obstructing getting to the truth that he was innocent. It's because anything else is, oh, he's obstructing us trying to railroad him into prison or impeachment. That's what he was obstructing. That's what people get. Democrat, in the old days, they might could have sold that. But let me tell you what, if there's anybody that's peeing in his panties over Russiagate, it's disgraced former FBI Director James B. Comey. As in, be on the lookout for Comey, because that dude is in big trouble. The author of Higher Loyalty tweeted this: investigate whatever you wish about 2016. But don't forget the people of the FBI must investigate and stop Russian efforts in the 2020 election. What impact will loose talk about spying and disgraceful talk about treason have on FBI agents and analysts? You almost have to read it like it's, you know, like it's a good feel, a feel-good message. Investigate whatever you wish. Oh, man. So Comey wants you to believe that, hey, it's still going on. There's a lot still happening here. Let me tell you, there's new developments with Brennan. I don't know if you guys saw his MSNBC interview. Maybe we'll get to it later today. New developments there that'll blow your mind. The idea, folks, that these leftist clowns believe they can throw us off their scent. They think we're going to be like, oh, well, which way did he go? Which way did he go? Well, he went over that way. Well, thank you very much, sir. I'll see you soon. You know, no. We're not doing a which way did he go. Yeah, the Russians are going to get us. The Russians is going to get you. Russians is going to... The rhythm. The rhythm will get you, but the Russians won't. Oh, and here's the deal. In the next event, they're going to nuke us. All you got to do is get under a park bench and put your hands over your head. Yeah, and don't look at the light. It reminds me of when I was a kid and it was always, the Russians are going to nuke us, man. And if you ever see that big blast, get under the bench and put your... Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry, James. I'm a lot less concerned with Russians than I am with leftist Americans. They scare me more than anybody. I'm not scared. But if I were one to, if I had to put a fear, you know, classification, I'd be more afraid of leftists in America than I am of Russians, than I am of Muslims. I'm talking radical Muslims. Yep. No more Russian scares, Democrats. We're on to you. The Democrats claimed they wanted the truth. President Trump obliged them. Investigate the investigators so America can see what's under the kimono. And you know what we're seeing? It ain't a girl. No. You may have thought you were taking out Susan, but Susan has a surprise. The Democrats still continuing firing these missiles at Trump, firing missiles at his people, what they call his satellites, doing subpoenas. You know what people are doing with subpoenas now when they get them from Jerry Nadler and others? They're wiping their buttocks. They don't even care. They continue to badger Trump. They want his personal taxes. They want his banking records. They know no connection exists between Trump and the Russians. They believe they can do guilt by insinuation, the innuendo. We're looking into Trump's taxes because that's where the connection is. Let me tell you, America is on to the Democrats. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Yep. Anyway, they're determined to get to the bottom of the basis of this surveillance of Trump's 2016 campaign by the Obama administration. Barr has said it. He said, I believe Trump was spied on. He says he believes that it's connected, you know, to these various agencies. He believes it's still... Let me tell you, there's nothing that... I'm just trying to save him some anguish. I imagine Comey feels like somebody who's losing their eyesight. The world is getting darker as what they call macular degeneration starts occurring. I've got decent eyesight, so I don't know this for a fact, but when you go blind, you know, I've seen the way they depict it in the movies, and it just starts to close in. Put your hands up by your face, and then just start to close in to where you can only see ahead of you, and you can no longer see in the periphery. And I want you to picture that dot going from the size of, you know, like a torpedo tube down to the size of a sippy straw. Well, that's what's going on with Comey. The light is slowly being extinguished around him. Yeah, and the mind races to figure out how to handle this new world. It's not going to go well for Comey, because the world Comey knows is disappearing before his very eyes. And it left when baby black Jesus, that would be Barack Obama, could not drag Hillary Clinton's bit fat buttocks over the finish line. That's when it occurred. Obama can no longer run interference for Comey. Democrats didn't win the Senate in 2018. The one chess piece they needed to complete before the second attempt at coup, after the first attempt failed. Now, you might go, well, wait a minute, Kevin. They needed another chess piece. They needed Hillary Clinton to lose. No question. No question. But we've got that. I'm saying the Democrats have tried their coup, and it wasn't successful. And in order for it to be successful, they needed to win not only the House, but they needed to win the Senate as well. And they didn't. Because if they'd won the Senate and they controlled the House, it would be a completely different situation happening yet again. I want you to understand, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, just how tenuous politics are. You have a candidate who is the best candidate since Ronald Reagan, who ran and won, loses the House, shouldn't have, not in my opinion, and was razor thin to politics being something completely different. Nothing we would be laughing about, I'll put it that way. But Obama can't interfere. They didn't get the Senate. Anyway, social media responded to Comey and his comment, and it was not good. Here were people. I just took a screenshot. Dream on, buddy. Another one. I hear Havana is great this time of year. Another one. What a tall order of failure thou art. I love the biblical reference. Others. That's not a bug. That's a feature. I don't know what that is even about. James, you are a criminal. We shall see what shakes out. Thank you for your concerns for 2020. It'll be a landslide. Damage control much? How do you investigate the future 2020? Time to start throwing others under the bus. And a host of others. Comey got no love. Must suck knowing that the end is near. The executioner awaits. We're going to find out soon enough. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA?
or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
While we're talking about bold ideas, I think it's a bold idea to enforce our laws and protect our Constitution.
Can you imagine Hillary Clinton saying, to protect our laws and enforce the Constitution? It's a bold act. It really is. In the time of Obama, it wasn't done. It required boldness. Welcome, everybody. I'm going to play the rest of that clip because Hillary Clinton goes on to say Donald Trump is afraid of her. That's right. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255. Donald Trump's afraid of Hillary. I mean, why shouldn't he be? He's only the leader of the free world. He's only effectively shut down the Clinton Foundation. Clintons are under all kinds of federal scrutiny. They don't get a fraction of the money they used to get when they were doing speaking engagements. And I could go on. Do you really believe Donald Trump fears Hillary Clinton? You want to know? Come on now. I'm about to go into class mode. What does it mean? What does it mean? Producers, what does it mean when Clinton says Donald Trump fears? Is it, what'd she say? He's running scared. What do you think it means? You've been doing this show long enough with me. You better be exactly right. You know what my producer said? It means Hillary Clinton is running scared. Of course that's what it means. 844-551-8255. Here's the entire clip of Hillary Clinton talking smack about Donald Trump.
It is a false choice. We have to remind Americans we are the party that can deliver for them, but we also are the party that will stand up and protect the Constitution and address what is a very real constitutional crisis that this president has put us in. And that by ensuring the strength of our democracy, we will get back to delivering for the American people what we deserve to have in the 21st century. Just look at what's happened in the last 24 hours. The president and his cronies have been running around spreading a doctored video of Nancy Pelosi. Now, it is sexist trash. But it is also a sign that Trump is running scared.
You guys buy that? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, Pelosi, she chimed in. She was, by the way, that video had sounded kind of off because it was somebody in the audience filming it, and they were, you know, people coughing and stuff around them. That was not us. We didn't cut that video. We're not exactly the best at that stuff, but we didn't do that. Anyway, Pelosi went on to say something about Donald Trump. So here's her clip.
Trump is just crying out for impeachment. That's why yesterday, because he was hoping, because he was somehow or other, you all have a story that isn't real. I mean, you want to believe that there's all this unease in our caucus. That simply isn't the truth. We have respect for the diversity of opinion in our caucus. And I say to the caucus, our diversity is our strength. Our unity is our power. And we have unity in our caucus. And so when he saw that... See, he's saying, oh, you called that meeting at 9 o'clock? No, we have the meeting, Mr. President. It's not about you, but it is about whatever is current at that time.
So that was what Hillary Clinton, they doctored the video of Nancy Pelosi, because Pelosi's got medical issues. It's like saying Nadler. I don't know if you guys saw the video. We talked about it earlier, but he's just like, ooh, he got all loopy. He did. And I'm not laughing at anybody's, as bad as these people are, I don't wish them any ill will. I don't wish them any bad karma or whatever. I always say, I hope you get what you deserve. Now, it's not for me to decide, and I don't mean it maliciously. Because, you know, there are people that, as we say in the vernacular, doing dirty, that it may not be considered dirty to them. So I just say, I hope you get what you deserve. And you know, leave it at that. But anyway, so Hillary Clinton is trying to make I want you to understand that Hillary Clinton believes that she can get a sympathetic audience by protecting Pelosi. Probably one of the lowest rated people on the planet. And she thinks she can get a sympathetic ear. And she's using the woman to ear. He's a, what does she call him? I forget the words she used, but something like he hates women, whatever. I swear, I get a chuckle that these people don't seem to learn what works and what doesn't for them. Man. And what else? There's another clip I want to play about this stuff. And, so let's do Susan Rice. It was Susan Rice. Because she got asked about to comment on the investigation. And... here's what she said.
I wanted to just ask you about DOJ investigating the origins of the Russia probe. Do you think they'll find anything, any wrongdoing on the part of the Obama administration?
I have no idea what DOJ is doing. Thanks.
Do you have any comment on them exploring the origins of the Russia probe, investigating the investigators? Do you think it's a worthy cause to do that?
I'm not commenting. Thank you.
I don't blame Susan Rice for not commenting, because she's going to be in the midst of this. There's going to be a lot of names in this that it's not going to go well, folks. It's not going to go well. But I want to move on because I want to talk about one of the biggest scoundrels, probably one of the people that's firmly in the epicenter of this entire thing, and it's Brennan, John Brennan. This came from the Gateway Pundit. John Brennan joined Chris Hayes on MSNBC, continued to lash out at President Trump, calling his move, quote, outrageous and unprecedented. He's talking about Donald Trump declassifying the Russian probe. Now, I keep coming back to the very notion of Democrats, and I don't have a montage, but there's one that exists, and it was, we got to get to the bottom of this. We don't care where it leads, no matter where the roads are, we've got to make sure that we, and people need to understand, you know, and they're going on and on and on. So, what are we supposed to expect? I mean, I, as a citizen, I'm going, look, I don't care where it leads, I can't imagine the level of classified information that we supposedly are getting from the Russians this day and time. We know that there are plenty of Russians ready to sell out the Russians. Look, I don't want anybody to get hurt or killed on their side, but don't act like we don't know. You know, so here's the notion is that Donald Trump doing this could get people killed because then they'll learn that we've got spies inside of the Russian government. Really? I think since the 1960s, the Russians have known we've got spies inside of their government. I think they've known. Don't act like they don't know. Don't act like the Chinese don't know we have spies inside of their government. We don't know whether they're counterintelligence, whether they're, you know, pretending to be spies for them or us, and vice versa. We don't know. But here's what I can also tell you. There are Russian spies inside of our government, Chinese spies, German, French, all of them. And we probably have some investigation, some type of spy ring going on in all of theirs. And you know what we do? We play along as if we don't know, and we all get along, and we even do things where we want them to find certain things. But the idea of declassifying this is not outrageous, and it's not unprecedented. And I'm sure the Attorney General knows what information to leave out and how he can say, yeah, this is who set this whole ball in motion. John Brennan met with so-and-so and asked him to do it, and the rest is history. But here's what Brennan went on to say that got himself into trouble. He says, my former colleagues in the intelligence community are looking upon this with great concern and worry. Then on Friday, it was leaked to the New York Times that Brennan's Russian source, who determined that, quote, Putin personally ordered an influence campaign in 2016 aimed at the U.S. presidential elections to undermine Hillary Clinton in favor of Trump, would be outed if Barr released information on the Obama administration spying on the opposition party. So he's worried about this person getting outed. Let me tell you something. This person doesn't exist. I don't care what they tell you. The Russians don't have an operation that's going through Brennan. And I know he's CIA director. If it was anything, it was misinformation. They have nothing like what he's describing. What Brennan is trying to do is play CYA, cover your buttocks, and he's trying to imply that somebody could lose their life over this. The only person losing their life over this, and maybe not their life, but losing certainly their freedom, is John Brennan. I want you to understand, and I predicted this. I told you the Democrats are going to scurry like scalded dogs, are going to scurry like rats, and you're watching it happen. And fasten your seatbelts, folks. It's only going to get better and more fun for us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.